And Philip Sempler, PhD, these are encoded. His date is 08/15/2022. Dictation is 4. Miss Emily Schmidt. Schmidt spells S-C-H-M-I-T-D-T. Emily spells E-M-I-L-Y. Date of birth is 06/19/1995. 27-year-old female. Here with fatigue and pain at multiple sites, period. Next paragraph, patient indicated this has been going on for several years and is here to establish care for management of this condition, period. She reports abdominal pain, she reports pain in her neck, she reports pain in her shoulder. Reports pain in her back, period. She stated these pains are chronic. She's currently seen by an orthopedic specialist who prescribed her Flexeril and Tramadol for a pain, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies recent trauma. Denies headache, denies double vision or blurred vision. Next paragraph. Denies diarrhea or vomiting or nausea. Next paragraph. Past medical history. And chronic fatigue syndrome. Next line. Bipolar disorder. Next line. Polycystic ovarian syndrome. Next line. Family history is none. Next line. Social history. She endorses tobacco and alcohol use. Denies drug use. Next paragraph. Next line. Medication including Seroquel, Tramadol, Flexeril. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. A family history of hepatitis, GI bleeding problem, cancer, and heart problems, period. Next paragraph, surgical history. A bilateral salpingectomy. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. Oriented in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure 115 over 75. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Pulse 76. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, no tendon, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding. Normal bowel sounds, no peritoneal signs, period, no CVA tenderness, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is abdominal pain, number 2 neck pain, number 3 bipolar, number 4 polycystic ovarian syndrome, number 5 shoulder pain, period. Next paragraph. Patient does not report a recent trauma. neck and shoulder pain and chronic, I will go ahead, however, and do ultrasound to look at her organ system, namely her pelvic ultrasound, abdominal ultrasound, and look at her vasculature. Next paragraph, ultrasound results were remarkable. Next paragraph, today we're going to go ahead and also do some lab work. These lab work include CBC, CMP, TSH, T3, T4, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D. In the next paragraph, patient was advised to continue medication she has for pain, namely Tramadol and Flexeril, and also to continue her steroid, which she has for her other issues. I gave her samples of Nalfon today for breakthrough pain. She was advised not to take this medication at the same time with her Flexeril and Tramadol. We discussed when she should take it as follows. After she take her morning Tramadol, if approximately 3 or 4 hours after she has pain, she can take one. Then continue to wait on the scheduled time and then take her evening dosage period. Says she understand and will comply. She was advised that once the lab results are back, we will call and we have a discussion about all findings, period. She says she understand and will comply. End of the patient.